It's Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Washoe County reported 3 COVID-19 deaths yesterday. Prior to that, the county reported 0 deaths over the last 5 days. Over the last 2 weeks, there have been an average of 38 cases per day in Washoe County. During that same period, there have been nearly 300 additional daily cases statewide, along with 7 deaths per day. Carson City Health and Human Services reported 1 additional death yesterday. The Quad Counties also saw 10 new cases and 45 recoveries Tuesday. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has reclassified lacrosse from a full contact to minimal contact sport in Nevada's coronavirus playbook. The governor said Tuesday he followed medical advisors in also classifying ice hockey as a full contact sport and field hockey as a minimal contact sport. The move comes amid plans to let indoor and outdoor practices and competitions resume with social distancing and other requirements. Sisolak signed new guidelines that will let adult and youth tournaments begin March 15th. That's for Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association sports that get approval of a COVID-19 safety plan. Full contact club sports and private leagues remain prohibited. During the pandemic, more Americans are eligible for the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, best known as SNAP or food stamps. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Maher reports that includes college students.
Typically, most students enrolled half-time or more in college aren't eligible for SNAP benefits, but that's changed under new temporary rules included in Congress's most recent appropriations bill. Sarita Cargas is with the University of New Mexico and studies food and housing insecurity on campus. She says there's a persistent myth that all college students are taken care of.
That somehow, if you're going to college, you are coming from money.
But she says the results of a 2020 survey found that more than 30% of UNM students are food insecure, and schools across the Mountain West have reported similar numbers. Cargas says expanding SNAP eligibility is a good first step, but stigma could prevent some from taking advantage.
We have to help students not feel so alone and embarrassed about these problems. How do we change the conversation that it's not your fault, it's not your family's fault?
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Maher.
The rural Nevada county where a blockchain technology company wants to form a jurisdiction with governmental power passed a resolution opposing the idea. The Story County Commission voted Tuesday to, quote, oppose separatist governing control in a resolution directed at Blockchains LLC and an innovation zone proposed by Governor Steve Sisolak. Blockchains LLC is the county's largest landowner and wants to build a smart city with more homes than the county has said it will approve. Story County's resolution opposed innovation zones but left the door open to working with Blockchains on the company's development proposal. An innovation zones bill has yet to be formally introduced in the legislature. Democrats in Nevada's congressional delegation are reviving a push to block the creation of a national nuclear waste dump at Yucca Mountain. Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen, in addition to the state's 3 Democratic representatives, Dina Titus, Susie Lee, and Stephen Horsford, reintroduced legislation Tuesday that Cortez Masto has run in past years. It would bar the federal government from moving nuclear waste into a state without first receiving permission from the governor and local officials. President Joe Biden has long opposed the idea and has said no nuclear waste would be stored in Nevada under his administration. A federal agency and a Nevada Water Conservation District have agreed to reevaluate a preliminary plan to turn part of a 140-year-old irrigation ditch in Reno into a water pipeline. The Federal Agriculture Department's Natural Resources Conservation Service announced last week it has formally terminated the initial phase of an environmental review of the flood control project. The move comes after environmentalists and local residents objected to the proposed 14-mile pipeline southeast of downtown Reno. State water authorities say California will likely face a critically dry year with much less runoff from the Sierra Nevada snowpack than normal. Officials say reservoirs are already showing the impact of winter precipitation well below average. The State Department of Water Resources' latest survey from a network of electronic stations found the water content of the overall snowpack was 61% of the historical average for March 2nd and 54% of the average for April 1st, when it is historically at its maximum. The Sierra snowpack normally supplies about 30% of California's water. Those are your morning news headlines for March 3rd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.